The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Henry McKean is here to teach us all how to say sorry. So everybody would have seen the stories at this stage. Foo Fighter frontman Dave Grohl issuing a public apology on Instagram, saying he is having a child with someone who does not happen to be his current wife. Henry, is there a right way to apologise for something so monumental as that?
Well, I say sorry all the time, not for something like that, but I think it's important
to
say sorry.
You've never apologised for that.
Well, I think it's none of our business.
I won't apologise for that.
I think it's none of our business if people want to...
I love all of my children, you know, says Henry McKean.
You know, get their, can we say Mickey? Get their Mickey out? None of our business. I probably shouldn't have said that.
It's out there now.
But yeah, so Dave
more
Grohl
ways than one.
Wanted to get ahead of the story, he said, I've recently become the father of a new baby daughter born outside my marriage. I plan to be a loving and supportive parent to her. I love my wife and my children, and I'm doing everything I can to regain their trust and earn their forgiveness. We're grateful for your consideration towards all the children involved as we move forward together. So that's
the statement.
He doesn't
use the word sorry once there.
Yeah, well, this is it. I mean, there's words.
Is there an apology in there?
I would take it as an apology, but it can also just be words. It can be a constructive apology. It can be a non-apology apology. There's loads of different...
I'm sorry you were offended by what I said, Henry.
Exactly. But yeah, like that. I mean, how do you say sorry? I did get to speak to agents during the day. Some of the agents didn't want to, you know, talk on the radio, and they talked about pop stars in the 90s, perhaps misbehaving, not even realizing that they were sorry, and perhaps, you know, going off with people that they shouldn't have gone off with. But, you know, again, none of my business, none of our business. They can do whatever they like. Anyway, here is PR agent who did speak to me, PR agent to the stars, Joanne Byrne from Presence PR. She explains.
They have to be true to what they're saying. So the worst thing is if somebody says sorry and you know they don't mean it, or you feel that they're absolutely, especially in the celebrity world, they're being told they must say sorry and they don't want to, because that absolutely shines through. So I think ultimately, what I would always say to anybody that I work with, if a line has been crossed in some shape or form, what do you want to do? Because ultimately, it's their name, it's their statement, it's their words, so they need to be true to them. And some people aren't. Some people aren't. Some people say sorry and they don't mean a word of it.
Like some rock stars, for example. Okay, we'll mention the Rolling Stones. They carry on as normal. They don't issue a statement. Even the late Queen of England don't apologise, don't explain. And then the story will just go away. Does that work as well?
You could actually say that, you know, the business, the industry of the Rolling Stones is like, it's an industry, just like, you know, royalty or the royal family is an industry. So they've done things certain ways and there's no going back. However, social media has totally changed the narrative in terms of what people feel they should do now. Because instead of, let's say, you don't say sorry and you have X amount of media coming out and pointing out that you haven't said sorry, now you have millions of people across multi-social channels pointing out that you've not said sorry, or that you have said sorry and that you mean it.
So your advice in general is to get ahead there and say sorry, or is it case by case?
Oh, no, it's case by case. It's case by case. Because, again, that apology, no matter who it's to, whether it's a partner, a business, a country, whatever it may be, it needs to be heartfelt. It absolutely needs to be heartfelt. And I have been in situations where the individual... it has not been heartfelt. And I certainly feel that, you know, Joe and Josephine Schmo reading it, listening to it, can see through that absolutely now.
Oh, I'd wonder what it'd be like to be Joanne and to get that phone call from someone, mm-hmm. you know, like yes. Dave Grohl. Listen, yep. Good news, having a baby, bad news, not with the missus. Yes. And it's going to come out, the Sun or the Star, the Herald of the Story.
Somebody's got it. Wow. Some tabloid has it.
You did meet a woman as well today on your travels whose yep. husband had an affair.
Yeah, can I just say also that women also have affairs and wives have affairs, and it's unfair to blame the husbands on everything. I just wanted to say that. I did. Yeah, I met a lady. Her husband cheated on her. This is what happened next.
I divorced him. As soon as I got the evidence, I divorced him.
So what happened to you?
I'm now single, I'm happy, and I've got a new partner.
I think that you buy something nice for the person and just give them that, and then let the present self speak for itself, rather than trying to, definitely not sending a message. I think it has to be face to face. And I think say it with flowers, say it with chocolate, say it with something good.
I just met a lady there who said that her husband cheated on her, and she left him, divorced him, and moved on. Is that the best way of moving on?
I think if someone cheats on you, I think it's probably a good move. It's probably a good move. It's probably things aren't right there if you have that lack of trust in your relationship anyway. So yeah, I think you probably did the right thing. Get out of there quick.
Oh, sorry, he's apologising and meaning you apologise, and like, it has to come obviously with true feeling behind it.
If you did something naughty, would you publicly apologise, or would you keep it private?
I don't think the public would be really interested in what I did. If I was in the public eye, I would, because if I, by apologising publicly, whoever you've done it against, people will stop feeling sorry for them, or they'll understand that there was an issue.
Who is David?
David Grohl's the lead singer of Foo Fighters. He used to be with Nirvana.
Oh,
he was a drummer.
I figure that people's private life is their private life.
And what do you think?
I think you should never cheat on your spouse. I think he has children, and I think it's not the right thing to be having affairs outside your marriage.
I would just say sorry. Like, I don't think there is a proper way of saying sorry. What I find actually problematic or curious in this case is, why did he need to apologize for having a child with someone who he's not married to? In front of this child, like, what will this child think about this?
When the child grows up.
Exactly. Or now, when he understands that his father apologized for it. Why is there an apology? And at the end of the day, what is the context of apologizing for having a child with someone who you're not married to? Where does this come even from? Being sorry, one can be sorry for many things, and I guess there's many ways. However, like, whatever the way is that you might feel sorry and apologize, it's fine, I guess.
All right. Those views of people on the street, I like that one. I divorced him. She wasn't waiting around. She got rid of him.
A Yorkshire lady.
Remember when Tiger got caught?
Mm-hmm. I do.
And his apology was awful. Remember he was like he was at a podium in front of like this big kind of curtain. And then he hugged his mother afterwards.
Well, it was all about Tiger.
Ellen there.
And I know that, you know, I understand.
Tiger was like kind of, yeah, I'm kind of sorry to Ellen and the kids, yeah, but I'm really sorry to my sponsors if they're listening. That's who I'm really sorry to. That was the sense you got there.
I remember back in 2010, so it was a year after he crashed into the tree and he took some time off. And we were down there at the JP McManus Pro-Am.
He went to a sex rehab place.
He did. And I remember we were putting it to him, how does he feel? And he just tried to brush it under the carpet. It was a different time. So what? So what if he had a lady in every port? You know, none of our business.
Yeah, but it's a betrayal of his wife. That's why.
Yeah.
The latter part of your sentence I agree with. Like, yeah, it is none of our business to a degree. But that's just the nature of celebrity. Like, they let us into their lives, and
It is the trade-off. And, you know, it sells papers and you put yourself out there. But, like, it is interesting.
Wouldn't have had you now on Team Tiger.
Well,
I was on Team Ellen.
Were you?
Yeah,
because that's interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just felt, I actually felt a little bit sorry for him. It was his own life. And when he did all that, and this is probably a little bit controversial, he was good at golf when he had a lady in each port. And then it all went, you know, Pete Tong.
Oh, wow. After that. If anybody's languishing way down the golf world rankings, Henry McKean has some coaching advice coming your way.
But, you know, it's, you know, should you say sorry? Should you just carry on? You know, we should, in my opinion, be like the late Queen of England, you know, don't apologise, don't explain. But, you know, is it about controlling the narrative? Is that what happened with Dave Grohl over the last 24 hours? Here is entertainment correspondent Lisa Cannon. She's seen it all.
Something like a PR damage control statement like this one that was carefully crafted can kind of set up boundaries for privacy and indeed can minimise kind of intrusive coverage. Also, we have to remember reputation management, because let's be honest, what he's done is not going to go down well with fans. So then if he can apologise to not only those affected, his wife and of course his children, he can prevent a prolonged negative publicity, not only with the band members, crew, but also all the fans globally. That kind of shows a little bit of maturity and I suppose, accountability. But I mean, he is a rock star and he's certainly not the first. I mean, many will know, of course, of, I think Mick Jagger really is the one that most people stand out and think of, a rock star who's fathered several different children. And indeed, Steven Tyler, the Aerosmith frontman. He had an extramarital affair that resulted in Liv Tyler, the beautiful Liv Tyler, although the paternity was kept secret for several years. Mick Jagger, as we mentioned, I mean, how many children has he had? Multiple children and several born outside his marriages to Jerry Hall and long-term relationships, one more recently with model Lucindy Gimez. Gavin Rosdale, another one. He had daughter Daisy Lowe with designer Pearl Lowe when he was in a relationship with Gwen Stefani. And then there's Eddie Murphy, who of course fathered Angel with former Spice Girl Melanie Brown while he was in a relationship with another lady. Matthew Knowles, Beyonce Knowles' father, he had a child outside his marriage with Tina Knowles, of course contributing to their eventual divorce. But these instances often bring personal and public challenges. The biggest prominent example of a statement really comes from Arnold Schwarzenegger, as far as I can see. I think that was in 2011. He fathered a child with his family's housekeeper, Mildred Baina, more than a decade earlier. And the admission shortly came after a separation from his wife, Maria Shriver. And the public statement acknowledged not only his actions, but took full responsibility.
Arnie knows how to apologise.
That was a great apology he gave on Netflix, even if it was late.
hang on, why does Dave Grohl owe me or you an apology, says somebody. I'm pretty sure he's apologised a lot to his own family in private. Why does a celebrity I don't give too much of a fig about owe any of us an apology for things in their private life?
Agreed.
Why, yeah, you would agree with that. Brian in Dublin says, never apologise and never explain. If you have a problem, then I feel bad for you and I'll do everything I can to go and help you with your problem. Yeah, but fair. Brian in Dublin, what if, like, your problem is the fact that, you know, Brian in Dublin had a kid with the neighbour?
It's complicated. And again, don't apologise, don't explain. I have a friend, he never apologises and he never explains. And he's right.
Wow. Didn't know you were friends with the royal family, Henry. I long suspected it, though.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.